The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various online sources. First up, from ACB.org, scholarships applications for the 2026-2027 school year are now open. Applications for the 2026-27 school year are open and available for online submission from Saturday, November 1, 2025 to Saturday, February 14, 2026, 11:59 p.m. Central Time. The American Council of the Blind's ACB scholarship program was established in 1982. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, in partnership with other organizations and individuals, offers educational scholarships ranging from $2,000 to $7,500 for entering freshmen, undergraduate, and graduate students, and those attending technical college. This program awards students with scholarships to help with post-secondary education financial needs, such as tuition, fees, room and board, and other additional costs associated with assistive technology. To be eligible for a scholarship, applicants need to be legally blind, maintain a 3.0 GPA to be eligible for most scholarships, be a full-time student or a part-time student who works at least 32 hours per week, and be involved in their school and local community. Scholarships are awarded to students who attend post-secondary institutions in the United States. For more information on the scholarship program, check out our scholarship page at https://www.acb.org/scholarships. In 2025, ACB awarded over $111,400 in scholarships to 24 students. All interested candidates must register for an ACB account prior to submitting a scholarship application online. Once you have created an account with ACB, please log in, and then you can access the scholarship application from the link at the top of the site. Visit this link to create an account or log in hot link. Scholarship winners will experience firsthand ACB's National Conference and Convention in July, where you will meet other students who share the same life experiences, create lasting friendships, and network with individuals who understand what you are going through and can help you with your journey. There are also many sessions where you can learn about new technology and what's happening in our community. For more information on the National Conference and Convention, visit the convention page here. https://www.acb.org/convention. For additional information, please contact the ACB office at 612-332-3242 or 800-866-3242 or send an email to scholarships@acb.org. We look forward to receiving your application materials posted November 6th. Posted November 4th at ACB.org, ACB's 2025 Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates innovation, inclusion, and creativity in media. Contact Tabitha Kenlon, that's K-E-N-L-O-N, at 202-467-5081 or email tkenlon@acb.org. ACB's 2025 Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates innovation, inclusion, and creativity in media. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, the American Council of the Blind and its Audio Description Project, ADP, invite audiences everywhere to experience the 5th Annual Audio Description Awards Gala, airing Thursday, November 13, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, a star-studded celebration honoring excellence and innovation in audio description across popular entertainment, education, gaming, live events, and more. The gala recognizes the creators, platforms, and innovators transforming how audiences engage with stories. Founded in 2021, the event has featured legendary guests, including Stevie Wonder, Jason Momoa, and Kathy Bates, as well as dynamic presenters and many prestigious awards. This year's show is hosted by Ali B. Gorey, G-O-R-R-I-E, and Ashley J. Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, Two advocates and performers passionate about accessible storytelling. Together, they will welcome presenters across entertainment and media to spotlight the year's leading achievements in innovation, popular entertainment, writing, voicing, education, international media, Spanish media for the USA, live events, talent promotion, gaming, and inclusion excellence. The event will also feature the Audio Description People's Choice Award for film and series. Presenters and special guests include actors, authors, advocates, and influencers, such as Isabella Rossellini, Mara Lauren Hutchinson, Janissary of Descriptive Video Works, Paul from Matthew and Paul, Marilee Talkington, Juan Alcazar, Ben Mel, Stephanie McCoy, Leona Godin, and Anne Mulk. The 2025 Audio Description Awards Gala exemplifies how creativity and technology can merge to make the arts more inclusive for everyone. The broadcast will include open captions, open audio description, the American Sign Language interpretation, and Spanish dubbing, captions, and audio description, ensuring a fully accessible experience across all audiences. Access the broadcast on ACB Media 1 in English and ACB Media 8 in Spanish, ACB's YouTube channel, ACB Community Watch Party on Zoom and Clubhouse, ADAAwardsGala.org, Peacock, courtesy of NBC Universal, subscription required. Join ACB and celebrate the power of accessible storytelling. Learn more at ADAAwardsGala.org and ADP.ACB.org. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven consumer organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. With 65 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. There are hot links for each of those participation choices. From afb.org, iOS and iPadOS 26, accessibility updates and new features. Article by Judy Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. iOS and iPadOS 26 were released on September 15, 2025. As with previous years, there are numerous updates in these new versions of Apple's operating systems, and many of them are in the area of accessibility. Magic Tap and Media. Now you can prevent the magic tap gesture, the two-finger double tap, from starting media playback. Go to Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Commands, Magic Tap. The default for media playback is on. If you switch this to off, Magic Tap will no longer start or stop media playback when no other action is available. Copied speech. This is a new rotor option that remembers the last 10 speech items you copied to the clipboard with a three-finger quadruple tap. To paste an item while in a text field, turn the rotor to copied speech, then swipe up or down to select the item you want to paste and double tap it. At the bottom of the list is Clear All Copied Speech. Siri. Now, when you invoke Siri, your device will sound a tone to let you know when Siri is listening. Rotor items are searchable. It is now possible to search the list of rotor items in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Rotor, Rotor Items. The search field is at the bottom of the screen. Reset VoiceOver settings. Now you can reset all VoiceOver settings without disturbing other settings. Go to the bottom of the list of VoiceOver settings and you will find Reset VoiceOver settings. Share accessibility settings. You can now share your accessibility settings. At the bottom of the list of accessibility settings, you will find a Share Accessibility Settings button. Both devices need to be running iOS or iPadOS 26. This is handy when you want to temporarily use another device. You can instantly have all your accessibility settings on the other device just as you have them on your own. You have the option to share accessibility settings, which temporarily transfers your settings to another device, such as a friend's device or a public device. They are removed when you are done using it, or sync to iCloud so they will be available to any other device signed into your Apple account. When connected, the accessibility shortcut will also include the option to drop sharing session. Accessibility nutrition labels. In the App Store, each app now has what Apple calls accessibility nutrition labels. This is developer-provided information on which accessibility features the app supports. These features include voiceover, voice control, larger text, dark interface, differentiate without color alone, and sufficient contrast. It can be found in the app's description under a heading labeled Accessibility. This is optional for developers, and at the moment, very few apps contain this information. If you want to see an example of what this looks like, have a look at the Weather Gods app. Custom labels. You can now review a list of all the custom labels that have been created in the apps of your on your device and their locations. This list can be found in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Verbosity, Custom Labels. More background sounds. Additional background sounds have been added in Settings, Accessibility, Audio and Visual. Background sounds. The new ones are rain, night, fire, and airplane. Name recognition. In addition to specific sound recognition, there is now a feature that can recognize your name. This is in Settings, Accessibility, Sound and Name Recognition. You will be asked to set up name recognition. You can type your name or record how someone says it. Accessibility Reader. Now you can read or listen to text in full screen view with customized fonts, layout, and background colors. This is similar to reader mode in Safari. You can turn it on in Settings, Accessibility, Read and Speak, Accessibility Reader. You can start it with the accessibility shortcut or from the control center. Cursor settings. There are several new options related to cursor behavior. Traditionally, if you are moving forward through text, VoiceOver announces the character to the left as you pass over it. If you are moving backward, VoiceOver announces the character to the right. Now you can change this behavior so it works more like Windows. In Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Typing, Cursor Output, the options are, quote, as cursor passes, the traditional way, and, quote, right of cursor, the new way. In the traditional cursor behavior, the cursor is shown in Braille with two cells, dot 8 and then dot 7. In Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille, there is now a setting to show the cursor as an underline, dots 7, query 8, in a single cell. The default for use underline cursor is off. In addition, when editing with a Braille display, you can now press a cursor routing button twice to select a word and triple press the cursor routing button to select the entire line. Item overview. Item overview is a new Braille display feature. It shows you the first few cells of items on the screen on a single line with a specified number of cells for each item. You can turn this on with dot 678 and use the same keys to turn it off. You can display from 2 to 7 cells for each item. You can set the number of cells in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille, Item Overview. The default is 3. Braille Screen Output. Input. There are several new features in Braille Screen Input on iOS and iPadOS 26. Braille Screen Input lets the user type Braille directly on the surface of an iPhone or iPad. Its settings can be found in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille, Braille Screen Input. You can now customize the commands that are used in Braille Screen Input's command mode. You will find this under Commands in Braille Screen Input Settings. In VoiceOver activities, you can now specify whether Braille Screen Input comes on automatically when you create a particular activity. Learn dot positions. When this setting is turned on, Braille Screen Input will continue to monitor the user's fingers to keep track of dot location. This helps with keeping dot positions calibrated. Single Hand Mode. You can now use Braille Screen Input with one hand. This only works with the device in portrait orientation and is not available on the iPad. To start Braille Screen Input in Single Hand Mode, double tap and hold with three fingers. There are 4 input styles in single hand mode. They are right hand, 3 dots are oriented horizontally across the screen with dots 1 and 4 on the left, the default. Left hand, 3 dots are oriented horizontally across the screen with dots 1 and 4 on the right. Slate and stylus, 6 dots are vertically on the screen with dots 1, 2, and 3 on the right, and 4, 5, and 6 on the left. reverse slate and stylus. 6 dots are vertically on the screen with dots 1, 2, and 3 on the left, and 4, 5, and 6 on the right. In left and right hand modes, you enter a cell in 2 parts, first the left column and then the right column. If you only want half the cell, swipe right with 1 finger for the other half. In the slate and stylus modes, you can enter the dots 1 at a time and swipe right when you are finished with a cell. You can also choose whether dot numbers are spoken as you enter them. Dot numbers for single hand mode is in BSI settings. The default is on. Braille access. Braille access is a major new feature in iOS and iPadOS 26. It is described as a Braille note taker. To launch Braille access, press dots 7 and 8 simultaneously if you are using an 8-dot Braille table. Then press dots 7, 8, and space simultaneously. This brings up a menu of several applications that include Launch App. This item lets you search for apps. Simply press Enter and begin typing the app's name. Press Enter to launch the app you want. Choose Item. This item lets you search the screen. Braille Notes. You can type in Braille to make notes. Speech is automatically turned off. Files are stored in a folder in the Notes app. BRF Files. This feature allows the reading of contracted Braille files. Files must be placed in a folder on iCloud Drive. Calculator. This will be called UEB Calculator or Nemeth Calculator, depending on how you have set it in Braille access settings. Live captions. This feature listens to speech in the environment or audio that is playing on the phone and displays a transcript on the Braille display. It also allows the user to type on the Braille display and have that text spoken. You can select the source in Braille access settings. Clock. Displays the time. In some of the applications, dot 7 brings up a context menu. Braille access settings are in settings, accessibility, voiceover, Braille, Braille access. You can edit or rearrange the menu as you wish. Each menu item can be assigned its own Braille keys in the settings for your Braille display. Braille keyboard input. This feature is for QWERTY keyboards. It turns 8 keys on a QWERTY keyboard into an 8-dot Braille keyboard. You can launch this with VO-Y. VO is the control and option keys. The default Braille input keys are F, D, S, and A for dots 1, 2, 3, and 7, and J, K, L, and semicolon for dots 4, 5, 6, and 8. Posted November 7th in Greensboro.com, Miracles in Sight plans merger with Advancing Sight Network. The Clemens nonprofit Miracles in Sight, one of the world's largest eye banks, said Thursday it has agreed to merge with Advancing Sight Network of Birmingham, Alabama. Terms were not disclosed. The integration of the two groups is projected to be completed by January 1st. By joining forces, the organization gains the scale, financial strength, and staff depth to grow in innovation and expand services, the nonprofits said in a joint news release. The merger reflects a belief that eye banks, clinicians, and research institutions can achieve more when working together. Miracles in Sight, founded in 1945, provides tissue for more than 3,600 corneal transplants annually. It is known for its patented MIS Rapid Prep DMEK system, which streamlines tissue preparation and delivery, reducing surgeon time in the operating room and improving outcomes for patients. Miracles in Sight also partners with programs such as the Share the Vision Fund, which covers transplant costs for patients unable to afford surgery. The nonprofit recently moved from Winston-Salem to a commercial property at 4740 and 4750 Commercial Park Court in Clemens that contains a combined 32,400 square feet of space. The property is adjacent to the B Safe Storage off I-40. This is a true merger of equals, two partners uniting to expand what's possible, not just in eye banking, but in holistic vision care and innovation, said Edgard Schunder, S-C-H-U-N-D-E-R, President and Chief Executive of Miracles in Sight. Our combined strengths, from innovative research and clinical initiatives to international reach, position us to be a top-tier leader in eye care in the United States and beyond. Advanced Sight Network, founded in 1969, provides services to more than 55 countries and has contributed to nearly 50,000 corneas being used for humanitarian and glaucoma surgeries. It operates the Precision Ocular Biobank, a global eye bank that can quickly recover tissue. For decades, both of our organizations have been guided by the same calling, restoring sight, offering hope to patients and families, stewarding the gift of donation, and equipping healthcare frontiers, said Alan Blake, Executive Officer of Advancing Sight Network. Though our paths began separately, our missions have always pointed in the same direction. Today, we have the opportunity to bring those paths together. Lots of research advances in congenital eye diseases were reported by Foundation Fighting Blindness on October 24th. I will read as many as I can get to, starting with Usher syndrome research advances. Nacuity reports reduced photoreceptor loss in clinical trial for oral antioxidant therapy. Dallas-based Nacuity reported that NACA, its oral antioxidant, reduced photoreceptor loss by 50% in a Phase 2 clinical trial in Australia. The trial is for people with Usher syndrome, retinitis pigmentosa with hearing loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is investing up to $7.5 million to advance the promising emerging drug for retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, and related conditions, known as N-acetylcysteine-amide NACA. The molecule is designed to slow vision loss by protecting retinal cells from oxidative stress. In previous foundation-funded lab studies at Johns Hopkins University, NACA slowed retinal degeneration in rodent models for RP. Johns Hopkins and the National Eye Institute are also launching an international Phase 3 clinical trial for NAC, the original FDA-approved formulation of N-acetylcysteine. Sepul Bio advances LCA10 and USH2A RNA, antisense oligonucleotide therapies, into clinical trials. Thea has launched a new business unit, Sepul Bio, that's S-E-P-U-L-B-I-O, to continue clinical development of two RNA therapies, sepofarsen for people with LCA10 caused by IVS26 mutation in the CEP290 gene, and ultevursen, that's U-L-T-E-V-U-R-S-E-N, for people with exon 13 mutations in the USH2A gene. Both therapies, originally developed by ProQR, had shown efficacy in earlier clinical trials. Sepul Bio has dosed the first patients in its LUNA Phase 2B clinical trial for ultevursen and its Phase 3 Hyperion for sepofarsen. AAVANTGARDE, that's AAVANTGARDE, Bio's dual-vector USH1B gene therapy moves into Phase 1-2 clinical trial. AAVANTGARDE Bio, a gene therapy development company based in Italy, has dosed the first patient in its Phase 1-2 retinal gene therapy clinical trial for people with Usher syndrome type 1B, USH1B, which is caused by mutations in the gene MYO7A. Known as LUCE-1, L-U-C-E-1, the trial is taking place at the University Hospital Campania, Luigi Van Vitelli, Naples, Italy, with Professor Francesca Simonelli serving as lead investigator. Two additional sites for the Phase 1-2 trial in the UK will be announced. The company plans to launch sites in the U.S. if the emerging gene therapy moves into a pivotal Phase 3 trial. 15 patients ranging from 18 to 50 years of age will be enrolled in the Phase 1-2 trial. 3 doses of the USH1B gene therapy will be evaluated. Known as AAVB-081, the gene therapy is the first clinical application of a dual-vector gene delivery system for a retinal disease. AAVB-081 uses an adeno-associated virus, AAV, which works like a vast container system to deliver healthy copies of the MYO7A gene into retinal cells. Because the MYO7A gene is too large for a single AAV container, the gene is split into two halves and delivered in two containers. Once in the cell, the halves are recombined. The one-time treatment is contained in a tiny drop of liquid that is injected underneath the retina. Safety clinical trial launched for USH3A drug. A phase 1 clinical trial has been launched in Perth, Australia, to evaluate the safety and tolerability of an emerging oral drug known as BF844 for the treatment of Usher syndrome type 3, USH3. The clinical trial will also evaluate the drug's pharmacokinetics, i.e., how long the drug is metabolized and distributed throughout the body. The trial will be completed in September 2025. Well, that was a couple of months ago. Phase 3 clinical trial of NAC launched for RP patients. Johns Hopkins University, JHU, has launched a Phase 3 clinical trial of N-acetylcysteine, NAC, for the treatment of retinitis pigmentosa, RP. Known as NAC ATTACK, the 45-month study is enrolling approximately 438 patients at 30 sites throughout the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Europe. Study participants will be assigned randomly 2-to-1, either the treatment of placebo group, respectively. If the NAC group shows benefit, i.e. slowing of vision loss, at 21 months, participants in the placebo group will begin to receive the treatment. JHU's Peter Compocciaro, MD, and Shangrong Kong, PhD, designed the trial and are its lead investigators. Those names are spelled Campocciaro and Kong, like the ape. The National Eye Institute is providing more than $20 million in funding for NAC ATTACK. NAC is an oral antioxidant approved in 1963 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for acetaminophen, Tylenol, or Fudose. It is also used for treating cystic fibrosis and pulmonary diseases. Foundation Fighting Blindness conducting RUSH2A natural study for people with USH2A mutations. The Foundation Fighting Blindness has launched a natural history study for people with mutations of the USH2A gene, which are leading causes of Usher syndrome and retinitis pigmentosa. A major goal of the study, known as RUSH2A, is to better understand the course of vision loss in people with USH2A mutations, so that researchers can design successful clinical trials for potential therapies and identify patients for the treatment studies. More than 100 patients are enrolled at approximately 20 sites in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Foundation launches USH1F Natural History Study. The Foundation is partnering with the USH1F Collaborative, a family-funded nonprofit driving research for Usher Syndrome Type 1F, USH1F, to launch a natural history study. The rate of progression in PCDH15-related retinal degeneration in Usher syndrome 1F, RUSH1F. Additional funding for the project will be provided by the Marjorie C. Adams Trust. USH1F is a subtype of Usher syndrome caused by mutations in the gene PCDH15. Atsena Therapeutics developing USH1B gene therapy. Atsena Therapeutics is developing a dual-vector AAV gene therapy for people with mutations in MYO7A. The gene, when mutated, causes Usher syndrome 1B. The foundation is funding Atsena through its RD Fund, a venture philanthropy fund for emerging therapies in or moving toward clinical trials. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next week.